Your full-time job as president and CEO, your board work, and your teaching responsibilities. I mean, what is your time management secret?
I don't know. You know, never let them see you sweat. You know, I don't have any time management secrets. I think, my rule, I come up with these little rules for myself, and my rule is make sure you take care of yourself. So that includes eating right and making sure you get some exercise no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most beautiful things this morning was I was able to walk around the campus and look at the ocean and admire the waves. So mm-hmm. I understood why we're called the waves at Pepperdine now. And, you know, honestly, prioritizing so that I make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. Because people will put demands on your time that they think are important. And if you do that, which I've allowed myself to get there, you are run ragged and you haven't done anything on your list, but you've accomplished everybody else's goals. And that doesn't bode well for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So what I've come to realize is, and in this age where you have email and you have more than one email address and you've got, you know, three or four phone numbers, you know, and you've got extensions and, you know, you got fax machines still. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know, so I'd say, you know, a few years ago, probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I said, I'm just taking control of this. Every time the cell phone rings, I do not have to answer it. I just don't. So if I'm driving in my car and I think I need some peace just from everything so that I can just calm down or, you know, release some of the stress that's trying to come on me, then I don't answer the phone unless it's like usually you have caller ID or, you know, you can get the voicemail in a second, you know. I just decided I'm going to take control. And even on when people send me things, I get stacks of things to read. I've learned to just say to people, you know, I got your stack. And, you know, I have to admit to you, is there an executive summary in there? Because I probably only need to read the executive summary at this point. So mm-hmm. I've tried to learn how to use my time so that I am using my time wisely. And with family, I really try to focus on, can I spend X amount of time with this member of my family? And I'm there in that moment. You know, I'm not a fan of taking calls in the car when other people are in my car. And when we're at dinner or lunch, I turn my cell phone off. As a consequence, though, I get people that call me back and go, I tried you for 5 times. Well, you know what? I was in a meeting, mm-hmm. you know, and so I've decided that in order to really have quality time and quality conversations with people.
And sanity.
Absolutely. I just decided this is what it is. And I know that some people are going to shoot arrows at me. And I just decided, you know, they don't mm-hmm. hurt me. Mm-hmm. What sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. I can't allow that to pull me down. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been the biggest lesson for me, too, is mm-hmm. recognizing that you are what you do mm-hmm. and you are who you say you are and you're not who everybody else says you are. And so you have to make that commitment to yourself. And it's rough sometimes. I mean, being on the commission, you know, the other day I finally had a chance to listen to my voicemail actually driving up here. I had 22 messages and I had like 4 from the commission. Now, I had already instructed my assistant to call them and let them know I'd be late because I had an investor meeting that morning at 8. The commission meeting started at 9, but they wanted to start at 9. That's fine. But know that I won't be there probably until 10:30, 10:45, because my investor meeting was 8 to 10 and I had to be there. So I didn't even know, because when I got in the car from that investor meeting, I decided I needed to decompress in order to be good for the next meeting. So I turned everything off, mm-hmm. right? I even turned off my radio. So I'm just driving peacefully with the sunroof open, right? I get there in the meeting. I'm wondering why they're looking at me like, why are you just getting here? Well, it wasn't until last night. This is 3 days ago. It wasn't until last night. I'm driving up here. I had 4 messages from the commission secretary saying, hi, it's 9:20. We're just wondering where you are. It's 9:25. Where is it? So what I realized is my assistant didn't connect to them and make it clear that I wouldn't be there till 10:30 or 10:45 because I literally arrived at 10:35. Mm-hmm. Had I had my phone on, I would have gotten those calls in that meeting or would have gotten them in my car, which would have caused me a new level of stress because I would mm-hmm. have tried to call them back and say, hey, I am coming. When in fact, I got there very rested. You know, I had some water and I went in and I was able to do my job. So I think, you know, you have to be ready for what that all entails. But I think it's so important for each of us to take control of our lives, take responsibility for the decisions that we make and be willing to stand by them in order for us to proceed and be healthy and happy and humans that contribute to society in a good way.